Claude Thérosier, who worked for 15 years in the telecommunications industry, has thought a lot about how to teach coding to kids, starting with her own.
I realize that as an engineer, I understand the world we live in because I know how computers work. So when my son was 8 years old, I looked for sessions where you could learn how to code, but in a playful way, and I was very, very surprised that I didn't find anything here in Paris.
She took it as an opportunity, and after months of research, she even took an online course on how to teach coding to kids. She started Magic Makers in Paris. In a classroom at the Magic Makers Center in the north of the city, 6 kids sit at tables facing each other. Each is fixated on a laptop computer. 11-year-old Emilie explains that she's making a game, a maze for a fox. The fox moves when she pushes arrows on the keyboard. On one side of her computer screen, she has the lines of code that make the fox move. She's learned how to do this over the last 5 days, part of a workshop teaching the kids using Scratch, a program created by MIT in the United States, developed specifically for kids. It's visual coding. You drag and drop colored boxes that represent command lines. You don't need to know a specific coding language. You don't even need to know how to type. What you do need to learn, though, is the process.
It's not learning a language for me. You are teaching them how to think, how to take a very complex problem and cut it in small pieces. They're really learning things that they can use in many, many other areas.
In another classroom, Stéphane Huit, the co-founder of Magic Makers, is working with another group of kids. They're also making mazes. One of his students hasn't put in the code that would make the maze's lines impenetrable. This won't do, says Huit. The student isn't sure how to fix this, so Huit recalls the if-then logic behind all computer coding.
Si tu manges trop de gâteau, alors tu vas être malade.
If you eat too much cake, then you'll get sick, he says.
Okay, là c'est tout à fait pareil.
It's the same with this, he says. On the maze, if you touch the blue edge, then what? You get sent back to the beginning?
Commence au début, par exemple.
Claude Thérosier was surprised to have to create her own coding school. France trains good engineers, she says, but most people still seem very wary about technology.
Somehow in France, we think that what is important are ideas. So there is like a high focus on humanities. People don't realize that technology is a power and that computers are power.
Others are catching on to this. Coding will be offered as an option in some public schools as early as this school year, something Thérosier says is a good idea.
School is the only place where you reach every kid. So I think coding is a skill that should be available to everyone, so it should be at school.
But the way it's taught is important. At Magic Makers, small groups learn what's called creative computing through self-guided learning.
It's true that when you have a classroom of 28, it's probably more difficult to have each kid lead their own learning.
Back in the first room, Emilie helps a classmate figure out why his character isn't moving through his maze. She points out that he has the wrong values in some of the lines of his code, but it doesn't actually work when they fix it. Your thing is acting weird, she says. They call over the teacher, Marilyn. The kids are clearly enjoying themselves, and that's the point, says Claude Thérosier. The students don't necessarily realize they're working on programming. At the end of the day, she's not expecting any of these kids to become developers.
What is important is that all of them will know that we can do amazing things with computers, and they will know how to do it or how to get other people to do it with them. A lot of people, they know they want something, but they just don't even know what to ask to whom and what you can do. Actually, what we're doing with kids, we should do with everybody.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.